Like to prepare you for like a podcast, I need to tell you like the do's and don'ts. First things first, don't talk over me. I have ability to talk over you because I rule this thing. I mean, own the podcast. So once I start talking, if you have a point, stop. Is that fine? Hi guys, and welcome to Zero Expectations podcast. We've already started. Just giving her the rules, do's and don'ts. Today I'm talking to a friend of mine, HR of the place I work. Well, we're not going to talk about the place I work because I don't want anybody coming to greet me because I know I have like 10 listeners here. So can you introduce yourself before this stuff starts?
I was going to address you.
So now, guys, we're going to
Hello,
roll the
excuse
intro.
you.
What did I tell you at the beginning? I told you at the beginning when I start talking, you don't interrupt. The Zero Expectations podcast. If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here.
Like I'm dealing with a narcissist.
Roll intro. Yeah. Forget about my rules, you're allowed to talk.
Of course I will.
So can you please introduce yourself to the people that don't know you?
Flip's hair.
You don't have hair, but let's
excuse you.
If you use accent, I swear I'll end this thing.
It'll
be the shortest podcast ever, like 2 seconds.
This is how I talk.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk off brand. This is how I talk.
Alright, tell us about yourself.
What's my name? I'll first say my name now. Fight for my name.
Yourself, your name now.
Please,
please come closer to the mic so we're sure it's speaking. You know your voice is low.
My voice is high. Hello, high pitch. What are you talking about? Hi guys, my name is Zita. They call me Z Money, Z pounds
Nobody
and dollars.
Calls you that.
Are you joking? Go and ask.
Name who?
Go and ask people.
Who?
They call me Zitego.
This whole place, go. Nobody has ever called you.
Because you people are peasants.
Okay. Okay. Is this one I'm going to take to the head? You are done for.
You don't know the place that you work.
So I'm interrupting you. Continue.
So they call me Zita pounds and dollars. You know, I work in money. What do I think?
I allowed you to talk.
So yeah, what's about me? I'm the fun loving girl that Prince is. What's the word? I'm the girl that Prince wants to take home to mama. So I'm that type of girl that Prince wants to spend the rest of his life with.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
You're crazy for that.
As a feminist, you failed fully because introducing yourself meant me taking you home to mama. Waiting because I thought you were supposed to. They have called you to go home.
I don't know this person though.
I think you said the same thing.
You're crazy.
Okay. Anyways, today I wanted to do a podcast, and I initially wanted to do this mostly because I wanted to make a joke. But it won't be funny. Okay. But I wanted to do this for the longest time because we have nice conversations, except for when we are
Prince.
Gossiping, which is 90% of the time. Okay. So before we get to the meat of the conversation, I don't even know what it is at this point. I want to talk about our origination. So when I came, I remember you were a fan. You're a fan of a Wacko's review. What changed? Come on.
So, was I a fan? I was not a fan.
You were mad.
I had like a candidate who was looking, a job seeker.
Okay.
Walk into my office and I'm like, oh, let me see if I can, you know, give this guy this job. And then I hear, oh, he's Wacko's
review.
Just like,
this job.
This job.
Just say these jobs.
Please.
Jobs.
The evil can never leave you. As I was saying, I was really interrupted by you.
Is everything happening in our background?
What's going on?
Okay. No. Hi guys.
Hello.
This is weird because I know you're enjoying this subtle, wonderful podcast.
I wonder why.
Yes. We are just here to tell you that
if you are enjoying the podcast so far, kindly leave a review on the app.
Yes, on any. If you're listening on podcast and Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and Anchor
That's
Podcast,
puppy, though. Just leave a review, okay? And then you know, leave your name. Let us know you're the one. We'll hype you on our.
Yes,
podcast.
And rate it, please.
Yeah. 5 stars, baby. Five stars. That's what we
deserve.
If there's
6, give it 6.
I know because of Prince. You feel like we don't deserve 5 stars.
Okay.
But just hold this in your app.
All right, it's fine. All right, let's go back to talking about...
Now go back to the podcast.
All right, so we're back again. I don't know how many times you've heard it so far in the space of 5 minutes, but we're back for the fifth time. So let's go again and say the story as we've moved, because someone else was making noise in the previous place. So you schooled in Unilag for 4 years.
Impressive.
And you were like, what they call you guys, a dead guy. You probably did not do anything adventurous. Or did you? Your whole 4 years, what would you say is like a standout moment?
Every moment will stand out for me.
Oh, Benny! Are you ready for presidency? Every moment was a standout moment for me.
Deputy governor.
But did you run for any position in school?
No, for what? So I use cutlass and cut my head.
is that serious? I think that's it.
Please, I'm not ready for fights. I don't like problem. Run away from it.
Well, how was like your upbringing to make you that focused in school?
My parents
and tried, how did men not sway you into the wrong light?
See, I was brought up well. I walk in the light of Christ.
Okay.
You cannot. You see, light and darkness cannot come together, because okay, light will overshadow. You know, it will.
So you are not a babe then?
Should I show you my pictures? Don't try.
I've seen one throwback like this.
Imagine.
And I've also seen that your dance video. That you wore black.
See, I've always. It's just that you just, you know, focus. Don't let men derail you from your purpose in life. Okay. Why would men derail you? You have a lot to achieve as a woman.
Okay.
You see, my name is it. I'm not. You know, you don't call me and you have to attach one man's name to my name. Because why? Like, I'm a standalone woman. Like,
you know, earlier you said, Prince, I'm the kind of woman that you want to take.
No,
to
I mean answer. That.
Why?
The woman that you are looking for to spend the rest
who
of your life.
I know
that you are dumb with Prince. And I know, and it's fine. It's good. You know, it's all what right. It is.
So, 4 years, nothing stood out like, oh, this was like a defining moment for you. Like, what would you say shaped the person we are seeing now? Not in terms of, like, okay, how was your upbringing? Yes, that's a better question. Was this strict? Oh my, get inside.
Oh yeah, it was.
Is that why you're not a prostitute?
No, I'm not.
You're not yet. You're walking towards
I'm
it.
I'm walking towards it. When I relocate to France.
Is that your dream?
That's my dream country.
Why?
I love it. It's still love. And I love
I'm
love.
Sorry, I'm about to spoil it for you. France is not the best city. It's actually bad.
I know, you know, and there are lots of thieves there, but like, it's beautiful.
Not thieves.
Not thieves.
No, I don't know. How did you know that?
There are lots of thieves there. There's still lots there. But like, it's a beautiful city.
Why?
It's a city of love. I want to be proposed to.
In France?
And I want to get married to in France.
How more? Those man will get gray hair in like 2 years.
Why?
You know the logistics, proposing getting married in France.
What am I called again?
Zita Akagon.
Ew. Zita pounds and dollars mean that I only attract such.
Were you the kind of person that after school you would come out of, like after exams you would come out and you would cry if it doesn't go your way?
Nah.
But do you have girls that is that?
Yeah, the people that did that, I did get it, because what exactly would your tears do to an exam that you just wrote?
Me, man, I failed a handful of times. I know you don't know my story. When I used to come out, I knew I was going to fail. So when I see people crying, I'm like, geez, man, you get so good used to it, you get numb. So one thing, guys, you guys all know is that in her mind, she's disappointed that nobody comes in this company. Nobody comes toe to toe with you when it comes to academics. Eh?
I didn't know what it was. I don't like to say it so that people don't hear it and think I'm demeaning your
comment. But that's how you look at it.
Oh my gosh. Guys are a bunch of...
I know the podcast is going everywhere, but that's just how we are. We normally just joke about everything. But I'm actually very serious, trying to get to know you. Like, okay, upbringing, back to upbringing again.
I was brought up in a very... I would say my mom just wanted to raise a very good, you know, proper... You know, African setting, raise your daughter well. So she just wanted to raise a proper female child. And I didn't like my mother for the longest time. She knows, I hope this never gets to her ear. God.
I'm going to send it to her email.
But she knew that I didn't like her, because I wrote a lot of notes to her saying that I didn't like her.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a smart babe. Oh, my child just wrote to me.
Well, it was unfortunate, but like.
Oh, well, squeeze.
No, obviously. I was the only child for a while, so I'm very sure it will hit heavy, like, it will hit different, because, like, how can your only child not like you? So, but now I'm looking at it, and I'm like, she just wanted to raise a proper child and just a child.
Was it, like, very strict?
Funny enough, she wasn't even very strict. Like, people see me and like, your mother is really nice. But for me, she was just strict. I just wanted to live my
obviously,
life.
Obviously, the days will flog anybody outside. Everybody that sees it will
say. I had a father who was very different. My father was extremely liberal. For my father, if you want to start living life from 14 or 13, so in fact, his policy is freedom. So, you know, having that and having somebody who was trying to put you on the right path.
Oh, Benny, no be meeting, no the slam table.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, so having that and having somebody...
You see, I just see doing it.
I'm a very professional person. No, that's the problem.
People are used to
mics and all of that. And I'm the eat babe. That's what it's called. Okay.
When you say you're the only child for a while, so like what's the like difference? Not like age difference, because I don't know now if I say what is your age now.
I can tell you age difference. I'll just probably never tell you my age and the other person's age. But it's like
age difference.
8.5 years.
8.5 years.
Yeah.
So are you close to your brother like that? Can you go 5 days without talking to him?
Yes, I can, because right now all that he does is bug my soul. So if I go days without talking to him, I don't feel bad, because every call comes with something.
What is like a common trait you guys all have in your family? Is it that you guys have anxiety? If you call your mom now, she doesn't pick. Do you start thinking, where's she?
What's a common trait that we all have? Wow, that's such amazing. I feel like we're acting very different. I'm very different from my mom, but I think we share some similarities. I and my mom are very scared. Like, we fear. Like, fear is...
Like you now, you need a man to be around you.
Stop this.
But
you need a man.
You need a man that is blind to feminism, because you want to be in control, but he is in charge.
I actually don't want to be... Now, we are going to now swing it in that direction.
No, I'm just trying to make
I stand
something.
For my feminist.
You see the heat this table. What is going on? Okay.
I actually want my man to be a man, but at the same time, understand that we are in, you know, a generation of equality.
This thing go hard there. I can't even imagine. I always used to wonder when girls used to say that thing. First is first. I think I'm more like your dad. I will be liberal with my kids. I'm going to be more protective, and I'll tell them to stay indoors most of the time. But, like, I'm going to be free in terms of whatever they want to do. If my son doesn't want to go to school, I'm like, yes, at least I save more money. what was I going to with this? So I feel it is very hard, even though I make those misogynistic jokes, it's going to be very hard for you to find a guy who is soft, in control, and also calm and allows you be in control.
Now,
dice. It's 6'1", shit.
It's actually, but I also think that people can actually, you know, learn this.
Are you willing to teach anybody? You get like tired of guys immediately.
But if I actually say that you're open to learning, fine.
Okay, you know, the guy they carry book, they walk up with your partner.
Shut up. You will know someone who is receptive to feedback.
How?
There are some people who are like, please, I do it like that. Please, I'm the man here. Don't tell me what to do. Those ones.
And you've gotten those kind of people. Why is it that you've never dated anybody before? I know this podcast is going everywhere, but guys, listen.
Who said so?
It's zero expectations. If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here. What have you dated? You've dated before?
I've dated
uni.
A few people.
Uni.
Even after uni now.
No. I care about the uni version.
Oh, in uni. I did, yeah, but the person was not in uni.
What was he? In secondary school?
Done.
Wow, pedophilia. Wow, we that's the name of the episode. My HR is a pedophile. Oh my gosh. That's the name. Let me write it out. Am I having consent to use it?
Nope. I just finished a data protection course now. So I have to fill a consent.
Why are you far from there?
Sorry.
I have to fill a consent form.
Yes, no. I have to fill it.
Bruh, nobody told you not to talk. You willingly knew there was a recording.
But you can't.
I have to fill a consent. You think I care about that? Bruh, I'm going to be sued in like 10, 20 years for all the podcasts I've made.
I will follow the person I will sue you so that I can make money from this. I'm always where the money is.
Why did you break up with the people you were dating?
From. I would just always. Oh, gosh. Sad. Because I feel like
you hated your mom for
I don't know how period. People will hear
and
this
when you're talking about love life you're like this is hard this is the hardest part
sorry thank you very much. So I broke up because this man with problems. He was very insecure.
I detest
insecurity.
And I think that's why you impose it on me every time.
Yeah.
So at the end, you are bad. Because they say be who you needed when you were hot, not who hurt you. I know it's hard for you to hear me say prolific things. And you're like, it's a lie. This boy has
wealth of knowledge.
No, but like every time I come here and I'm maybe just thinking about woman, you're always like, I feel you're going to be like a very insecure husband or lover, or why did I say lover, or like boyfriend, and I'm like, where did you get that from? I just feel it. You're always imposing that. Why? How insecure was this guy?
I can't.
I know I've seen your old throwback pictures. You were dressing dead like.
Where? Skirt. You right. I have no throwback.
If skirt ain't touching my ankle, I'm not going out. So you're trying to tell me that he was insecure that what she has moved it an inch up.
I mean. I'm not the. What is the one? But you say again, you might not be the most beautiful or the most intelligent. Do you know that's the one? But you
say. No, I don't.
Oh, you didn't see that.
Okay, that is babe.
Yeah.
That guy frustrates me sometimes. But let's not talk about him.
So I would say I don't know. I'm not you know, the BBL babe, the hottest babe. But I don't. I have an energy that attracts people. I mean, so.
Attractive.
Yeah, so there's that, and it's a very positive energy. Woman, I mean, happy person. Aside that, you know, there's the one factor on one side.
Oh, many woman, the end.
There's the fact that.
Do not live your life. See, men are always attracted to me. Duh. So, a lot of women get that same thing.
There's one getting Big Brother right now. I don't think I can see that.
Don't talk about Big Brother. I know that's what you want to talk about. I don't watch it.
No, I don't. I
just opened my phone one day, the other day, and I saw two people having sex aggressively.
Wow.
And I went to Daniel's page and I looked down on her. I went to Khalid's page and I was like, oh my God, AG. Because that's how the world works.
So you're part of the world?
Of course, huh? Where you did?
You should be in the dustbin.
Mars.
Rubbish.
But no Big Brother conversation. And that was a joke. Anyways, my next topic, since you're running through all these things very fast. Why HR? Yes, tell us your story about HR.
Yes, HR found me.
you said you were working. What did you say? You're working at it. Is it toothpaste? No, you used to steal.
Toothpaste.
You used to steal something from one factory.
I said I worked with Dangote Salt.
And you used to steal salt.
I never stole.
No,
they gave us.
They gave us. Oh, for your legal team, I get you. Okay.
They gave us. How can you?
They're seizing the salt, Tira. You stole that much.
Are you okay? I'm not a thief. How much are they selling salt? I was still bigger since if I was working in maybe World Bank.
So what were you thinking? No, you said they were giving you something every time. Oh no, I'm mixing this story with the time you said you went to the factory to buy caramel popcorn.
Oh, okay.
I get things for head. You know, see, don't try me. I remember.
I'm actually glad that you actually remember all our conversations. That's great.
Don't say all, just the popcorn.
You actually remember a lot.
Why?
Just because see how you're bringing it out. Pim, pim, pim from.
What are your insecurities? wait, we've not finished the first one. Let's not go there. The first one. So, yeah, why HR? Like you said, HR found you. You were doing cosmetics in school and you left.
Did HR found me? HR found me. We all know the situation with, you know, people who study science in Nigeria and probably go and work in Access Bank, go and work in, you know, or go and become tech guys, tech bro, tech sis, tech whatever. Don't have job. There's no job for us. That's what I'm trying to say, you know. So, HR again found me. Went for youth service. I was posted to HR department. And apparently, being that I'm a people person, you know, it clicked. And there was that. And that's where my career skyrocketed.
How has it been so far?
It's been awesome, actually. It's been awesome. I would say that managing people is tough. Like, managing people is really hard. But, like, the fact that, you know, I'm just... What's the word now? When they say you're going high up the ladder and it's like I'm just breaking barriers. I'm breaking things that, you know, you know, you're acing things. I'm like,
what
okay,
barriers are you breaking?
No, it's not like that. You're overthinking it. But I'm breaking the barrier. Excuse you. Let me start. No, I'm not going to
be the NBA where you go finish the 24 years before. Oh, let's give context
to
that.
I'm just getting inducted into CIPM.
Is
that a lot.
So is that bad? Are you supposed to be working without having your CIPM?
What do you have?
Let's not talk about that.
Wait.
The podcast is about you. Don't bring it up, please. I can go to jail for that. Okay. So moving on. Mm-hmm. He found you, but you did not want it, but he found you. And you're happy you're doing it.
Really,
do you think if they said you should go back into the cosmetics, what do you need again?
Oh gosh, genetics.
You should go back to the genetics aspect. Do you think you still have to read to be able to get the job there?
Yes, definitely. I'll have to brush up, you know, my knowledge. But I still have, I'm kind of saying, you know, I have, feel like I've said this so many times. And people that say that they are not.
How many people graduated with the first class? Seven people.
In my department, you
no,
mean?
No, in
my
the,
school.
In the whole world. Waiting for some with any
you
other
my
place.
School. I'm not talking about my department.
Otondo, he meant your department. Why do you think?
The University of Lagos produces a lot of first class.
Why do I care about other departments?
I'm just letting you know that my school produces, you know, proper people.
Where then they?
Everywhere.
Try yourself. Is it that musicians that used to come out from uni life? So, do you have, speaking of musicians, do you have a special talent?
Yes, I dance.
Except, Jesus. Your dance is not a dance. Don't bring it up.
If the people that will hear you dance, they will be angry.
Anyways, you guys will see our Instagram. Can you shout your Instagram out?
I am Zita.
That is her Instagram. She check it out. She has this dance video where she's wearing black and her friend
it's not on
black.
My Instagram. Okay, that's true,
and,
guys.
Yes, and she keeps
I have
it every
a page
time.
My friends. Allow me speak. Okay. It's called Friends of Lagos.
How many contents have you guys dropped so far?
Go and check.
None.
Go and check.
Oh, that video that the audio was.
What?
Then you go.
I'm saying that you know the person I did it out.
Wait to concern me. You guys flopped.
Flopped what?
You guys were like, where can I make a video where the audio won't be used? If you had posted that video like 10 minutes of it with no volume, I would love it, but
this is second shade as my friends. Second shade. Don't worry. I'm
please. Please watch this video and tell me if you like it. Like what? I heard the background more than your voice.
You're a hater.
I'm sorry.
You're a hater. It's alright. People hate good things.
How long are you going to be here?
Wait, what's here?
I'm not saying you won't die. Not death.
Are you crazy?
I meant in this company.
In this company.
Okay, don't worry, don't answer that question.
Yes, let's move on. Next.
In a perfect world where everything favors you,
okay,
where would you be at the moment if you fucking say France?
In a perfect world where everything favors me, where would I be at the moment? I'll be in Banana Island with my mansion with my husband. And
what would you be doing for a living?
What I'd be doing for a living? Living life.
And your husband and the person going to work. As a feminist, you feel.
No, it don't work.
Chimamanda's ghost is watching you now. And she's depressed.
No, Chimamanda's ghost is not working.
So you're not working. What
work is she doing? She's going on her. I will go up and I will be doing TED Talks. I will be telling people.
Wait.
You can be a great woman.
Is it like a perfect age you guys decide not to work? So you want to be a housewife?
That's we are seeing this now. It's very somehow, but yeah.
No, I'm not degrading you. No,
I want to be Emioga Unye chairman.
You wear all those long blouse.
You
travel.
We are talking about Gen Z wife.
Okay.
Wearing bomb shorts with bralettes with three children.
And
around
God
us.
Knows, in your church, they will say you are doing prostitution. You are
no, but they
around.
Know. No, they know that I'm. You know, I'm married to Chama.
Oh, like marriage has ever stopped anybody from sleeping around?
I mean, not me.
No one cares, to be honest. Let me tell you something, Zita.
Mm-hmm.
Your gender already puts you in a disadvantage. You might be the holiest. You will still be a prostitute in some of our eyes. And I will be the one to spread the gist. I'm just saying, don't feel bad.
I don't know
is the
how
truth.
You have a lot of female friends and You know, again, like I said, people actually hate
my friend now.
Love.
He's so a
you just hate each other for no reason.
But I'm not hating.
You love being around us.
Okay, you know what? Let me be polite. I'm sorry I made those jokes. I'm sorry the truth hurts. Are you hearing me? Boom, middle finger. Okay. So yeah, I think we've been recording for a while. Do you want to stop it? Or you know what? Ask me some questions. Let me answer. Oh no.
Yes, I start, where will I stop? But let me start with this. What was your first impression about me and your current impression?
Okay, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I won't even look at your face, because if I look at your face, I won't be honest again.
Okay.
Yes, you're aggressive.
I am.
When I initially came, you took me under your wing. You said, oh, Prince is my son. That was weird, because I'm capable of impregnating you, but hey, you know what? The best way to sleep with the baby is when she doesn't know it's coming. It's not, not like that. You know what I mean?
Where did you get this nonsense from?
You know what I mean? Like, she also says, I never thought this would happen. You know? But yeah, it was nice. Initially, I did not understand the kind of person you are, because you were more of like friends with Jacob. And you were quiet, weird, but you kept dancing. You're a weird human being. Do you understand? But so initially, I did not have like any bad. You're a nice person. So I did not have any bad like connotation. You're just there. Then later on, I got to know more about you. And honestly, it was the worst decision I made. I should have stopped at just hi. We won't be making this podcast.
I understand what that means.
Thank you very much. So I'll ask you the same question back.
Okay, my first impression about you.
Sexy boy, big booty. I know you're looking at me.
No.
Okay. Nice. Cool.
What was my first impression? I know my first impression. Wow.
Who's this tall guy?
Such a young guy.
You're mad.
Wow. He's wacko. Such an old man.
Okay.
What's going on? Then, I noticed that you were very shy. My God. Like, today I'm still confused as to how you are.
How shy?
But you're so shy. Like, I was shy on your behalf because I'm like, gosh, this guy's really shy.
I think it's that podcast day.
Oh, okay.
Where I was vibrating to do podcast downstairs.
No, the day of your interview, actually.
Okay. I could not look at people's faces.
You were so shy. My God, this guy.
I almost made a mistake with salary, Seth. Jesus! I'll tell you after. There was something that happened that day. I forgot to tell you. But continue.
Okay, so then fast forward to, you know, then where, you know, I introduce these people and my mentee. So now you don't grow wing, you know.
Okay. I thought you said you introduced me to people, your mentee.
And I said I introduced people as my mentee. Okay. But they are sports in this place. You have joined bad gang. You are now doing anyhow, talking anyhow.
But I had to grow some wings.
That's part of it.
It's life.
It's useful exuberant. Enjoy it while it lasts.
It's exuberant.
Stop!
No! You dance anyhow. Where the youthful exuberant? Has it left your body? Exuberant.
Are you right?
I'm not pronouncing it right.
Exuberant. You have to panache.
Panache.
Yeah. So, fast forward to getting to know you now. Like, such a great, cute young man.
Thank you very much.
No, just want to rub your head and
you want to rub my head
and slap you. So sometimes I slap you, just you know how you hit you.
Why you see they hit me? Are you on drugs?
Describe it, you know. Okay. But I show you.
Let me also explain. She hits me.
Don't say that usually,
and I have never touched her.
She made me
more aggressive, and I'm so scared to look at your eyes because I know you're going to hit me again. You normally do everything.
I don't come. I'm unpredictable.
You don't come.
Wow.
I'm very sorry, I don't want to make you sexual. Okay, anyways, yeah, thank you very much. Initially I asked insecurity, but I don't think it's anybody's business, even mine, to be honest.
Do I have insecurity? I think everybody should.
You are flat.
Flat way.
So guys, thank you very much. Today we
listened.
How long has it been going on? Let's see. 24 minutes.
Wow, that's a long time.
So this is like your first time you're doing like a podcast, huh?
Yeah.
I know it was left, right, and center, but people appreciate it, I guess. I don't know. I hope they do. I hope it wasn't too weird.
I hope, you know, it's my, I feel like I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Hey, I want the world to know. Hey.
Hey, okay.
No.
Oludo, that's what coming out is. Kwe. Yeah, Kwe. Oh, yeah. LBG. LBG GTB.
Please, I'm not any of such.
Why?
I'm a full woman.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Wait. I know this is about to get deep. Why marriage? You've said marriage more times. Unironically, seriously.
Because I don't need to do baby mama. It's not in my bloodline. I come from a very, very structured family.
Mm-hmm.
So they will chase me out. And aside the family part, like, you know, even for me, it's a personal thing. I want a proper home.
Do you think you're going to be strict? And you can't stop yourself?
I'm not sure that I would be, but I will try to be.
You already, like, you're wearing glasses.
What does that have to do?
Your future has been paved. You're going to be strict.
What does that have to do with anything?
Any woman that has a home that wears glasses, it beats her children.
That's a lie.
I'm being serious. Anybody listening to me now, if your mom wore glasses, like actually like wore glasses to live.
As a young woman.
Not just to read though. Like so that was part of her aesthetics. She wore the glasses so much that it was part of her body. Do you understand? She used to beat you anyhow.
Hmm.
My mom always beat us. I'm worried. Let's say 3 times a year. Her dad does it and he wears glasses. See him? My mom doesn't wear glasses except she wants to read. Or maybe do guy with the black lens.
My mom didn't wear glasses. She never
beat you?
She did.
She beat you?
Yes.
What with your dad?
My dad wore glasses and he never did.
And he never beat you?
So you see?
That's why you're like this now. If the roles were switched, that would have you would have come out better.
But no, with the way the world is going, sometimes I think you might need to...
At what age would you give your child like to go online?
Gosh, that's
the scariest part.
It's so like when I think about it.
I know what I'm going to do with my kids. Like I would let my child watch porn as early as possible, so he can get addicted to it and out of addiction immediately.
Really?
Age 5.
You'll be arrested for this.
Wait. Okay, no. I think I'm going to surround the house with books that I'm not reading. So my children will read books.
If they don't see you reading it, they would not read it.
Olodo.
So don't do that.
My dad, anytime we came back from our cousin's house, he was always like, you see, your cousins are reading newspaper and you guys are not. I'm like, hey.
So funny story, we had a lot of books in my house, but I never saw people read it. My dad only read books that had like military books. And obviously, I'm not sure because I don't like
those military things. Books.
Yeah, so but he read newspapers a lot, so that's where I actually grew like the whole love for newspapers. My mother, on the other hand,
no, you've never stated love for newspapers before.
Hello, what generation are you?
Linda Ikeji used to go to a blog.
I don't.
You don't get internet phone then. That's why you came out with first class. When did you get your first phone that could browse?
GS3. I think my GS3 account, and I stepped out of that exam and I put my father in the face and said, you know that your daughter has come out with a beautiful result before the result comes out. And we came to Akatinubu and I bought my phone. I was 10.
What phone was it?
No, I was 10.
You're 10 at GS3.
No,
it's fine.
Yeah, I was 12. Okay. Wow, that's so much information I'm giving out.
Okay, so people will calculate it. Is it possible now? Okay. So wait, what phone was it?
No, I can't remember.
Of course.
I swear to God, I can't remember. But it's not. I thought it was. You know, there was one. Do you know cement? See, is that how you pronounce it? Cement.
I don't know what's in your popsy bio, but I don't know what
it is. It wasn't that. Please, I don't even know. I didn't even know.
Cement. You know, there's probably one person in this call, this whole podcast that is listening to it, and they're like, I know the name. They are saying the name of the phone.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Citel. Ninetel.
Ten-tail.
Ogbeni, you said Citel. Cement.
No, cement.
Okay, hey. Cement.
Is this cement or Ericsson?
The other gave you a break.
I don't know, Jerry, but I find that.
Were you on to go?
So let me tell you a thing that I do that. Now, I don't know if it's just stupidity or it's just me just trying to be what. So when everybody's doing something on purpose, I want to do be a part of it too, but I just feel like that urge to tell people that, I don't do what people do. So no, I never tried to go. Then when people were using Facebook, I meant to open Twitter. And I was doing Twitter for no reason. That's why my Twitter is so inactive, because I just opened it so that when people are saying, oh, I'm doing Facebook, I'm like, no, I don't do Facebook, I do Twitter.
So you always like, you don't follow the norm.
Yes, exactly.
Why your life be like this? Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. It was really awesome. I hope it wasn't too weird. But this is how we talk every time. It's left, right, center, up, down, backwards, front. More podcasts to be coming out.
Watch this space.
Listen to this space.
That's
how the space sounds now. Okay. Bye. Did you want to say anything? Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
We don't give a damn what she has
love
to say.
Love you.
Okay. Who are you loving?
You now, everybody.
Okay, thank you. You can stop the recording, please.
Press stop. Let's stop it together.
Yeah, I want to. My hand is bigger than yours.
Yes, so you go.
Good.
See?